This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is ruling out invoking the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Donald Trump from office with a cabinet vote. Pence made his intentions known late Tuesday in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The vice president said the mechanism should not be used as a means of punishment or usurpation and reserved for cases of medical or mental incapacitation. Speaker Pelosi has called on Pence to secure the majority of the cabinet and vote to declare Trump unfit to serve. Attention now shifts to the House Democrat majority in the representatives, which are set to vote on Wednesday on impeaching President Trump for the deadly Capitol attack. A small group of Republican lawmakers, including third-ranking House Leader Liz Cheney of Wyoming, announced they would vote to impeach Trump on Wednesday. In his first public appearance since the violent mob of his supporters breached the U.S. Capitol, President Trump warned lawmakers off impeachment, suggesting efforts to push him out of office would create division, causing tremendous danger and anger in the country. Speaking to reporters as he left Texas, where he touted the wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border, Trump offered no condolences for those dead or injured in the Capitol siege, only saying, "I want no violence." And the New York Times reports the U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. The Justice Department has created a specialized strike force to examine the possibility of sedition charges. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence and expect the number to run into the hundreds in the coming weeks. The military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all U.S. service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. The memo signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is unusual in that the military leadership felt compelled to remind service members that it was wrong to disrupt the constitutional process. The memo was issued Tuesday amid worry about renewed violence on Inauguration Day next Wednesday. The United States is releasing millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses it was holding back for use as second shots to inoculate Americans older than 65. As well as Americans with underlying health conditions. The Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, said on Tuesday the new strategy would not interfere with Americans waiting for a first dose. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said more than 9 million Americans had been given their first COVID-19 vaccination doses as of Monday morning. That is, less than a third of the total doses distributed to states by the U.S. government. States, not the federal government, are responsible for administering the vaccines to citizens. Meantime, while COVID-19 cases continue to spike across the U.S., many leaders are showing reluctance to order further lockdowns. The U.S. government plans to carry out its first execution of a female inmate in nearly seven decades or on hold, and two other executions set for later this week have been halted because the inmates tested positive for COVID-19. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.